The Opperman Report is brought to you by Aquadam.net. You can give them a call at 707-764-2119. A flooded home is never easy to deal with. You're left with the mess to clean up, the insurance companies to deal with, and not to mention all the memories, the precious memories that are lost in the flood. You can never replace those. And Aquadam can be a tool in your arsenal to protect your home and property from the floodwaters. The cofferdam is filled with water to control water and is reusable as long as it's taken care of. It can protect your home or business from rising floodwaters like a dam, but without the beavers. It can also be used in construction. If you need an area to be dewatered, an aquadam can do the job. An aquadam was used at SeaWorld in Orlando for the Mako roller coaster ride during the coaster's construction by dewatering the work area. An aquadam is now dewatering the work area at San Antonio SeaWorld for their newest roller coaster ride. An aquadam has been used in many construction projects all around the U.S. and all around the world. Now give Aquadam a call, 707-764-2119. You can look them up online at aquadam.net. You can find them on Facebook at Aquadam Inc. You call them up, you email them, you tell them Ed Opperman sent you, and they're going to take 10% off the price. Aquadam.net, 707-764-2119. Silk City Hot Sauce. A small batch hot sauce prepared with farm-grown peppers. Rich and vibrant taste, no artificial ingredients, 100% pure goodness. 8 flavors from mild to wild. The sweet and spicy Mango Madness, the green jalapeno sauce called Aztec Attack. The Dragon features fire-roasted peppers and pure Vermont maple syrup. Killer hot sauces for the true hot sauce fanatic, a blend of ghost peppers, habanero peppers, honey, and garlic, and more. You gotta see the bottles, too. Each flavor has original comic book artwork. You gotta see them. Go to SilkCityHotSauce.com, SilkCityHotSauce.com, enter promo code ED, E-D, to save 15%, and you'll also receive a free bottle of hot sauce. If you find yourself in need of legal representation, it can be a very stressful time in your life. In my career, I have dealt with thousands of lawyers, I've dealt with thousands of law firms, and I can confidently recommend to you Keith M. Davidson at kmdlaw.com. Available 24 hours, 7 days a week, just log into kmdlaw.com. That's kmdlaw.com. Or you can call toll-free 833-4-KMD-LAW. That's 833-4-KMD-LAW. Personal injury, wrongful death, STDs, sexual assault, car accidents, they handle it all efficiently and professionally. It doesn't matter how imposing the opposition may be, because the team at KMDLAW.com are battle-tested and fierce. They will not stop until justice prevails. Go to KMDLAW.com or call toll-free 833-4-KMD-LAW. If you're in for the fight of your life, stop screwing around and contact KMD Law.
It's the Opperman Report. Join digital forensic investigator and PI Ed Opperman for an in-depth discussion of conspiracy theories, strategy of New World Order resistance, high-profile court cases in the news, and interviews with expert guests and authors on these topics and more. It's the Opperman Report. And now, here is investigator Ed Opperman.
Okay, welcome to the Opperman Report. I'm your host, private investigator Ed Opperman. Nice to meet you. Okay. You can find me at Opperman Investigations and Digital Forensic Consulting. Normally, I'd say through my website, emailrevealer.com, but what happened was I had a little mix-up with my debit card there. when PayPal mailed me my debit card, it was late, so I had to cancel the card, then they sent me a new one. So now I have not updated my emailrevealer.com hosting, so I think the site's offline. So you can find me at OppermanInvestigations@gmail.com if you need some PI work. Okay. Let's see. If you like our show, be sure and check out our Patreon, the Opperman Report Patreon. I put up about 8 hours of new content there every month, but also, too, a bunch of free stuff, too. I put a lot of free stuff up. And you can also order a package on there where you get the shows that we play on Monday to Friday, except for this live show I do now tonight. With ad-free content. You know, maybe we can start sending this over to Ed Parnell and have him cut the ads out. Hey, but you can find our archives, as always, for free on Spreaker. You could sign up at Spreaker for free using Facebook. And then there's a chat room. We got Tracy in the chat room right now. And you get an email notification anytime I put up new content. And that's the deal with all of that. Now, the email notifications work great. People need to jump on this. Now, get this, man. Oh, you're not going to believe this. Now, I got this Patreon, right? Trying to drum up some income, put some exclusive content up there, too. But I also put up all kinds of free documents up there. As a matter of fact, if you go there right now, there is a free document, the Eric Garner civil rights lawsuit, okay, that people have never seen before. It's pretty much scrubbed off the internet, except for my document that I got a hold of. But on April 1st, this is my life, okay? On April 1st, that girl, Danielle Brigali, I think it's pronounced right, her father was Ira Peskowitz. I had him on the show, and she was the girl from Dr. Phil who went on there. I think she used the name Bad Barbie or something like that on Instagram and Twitter and stuff. And she was on Dr. Phil, and she was one said, catch me outside. How about that? And he was just a little kid. And I think one of my friends became her agent for a while there and got a little bit of notoriety. But she just turned 18 years old, and she went on OnlyFans. She set up an OnlyFans account, okay, which is where these young girls on Instagram go on there, and they post provocative photos of themselves for a subscription. One day, sign up with OnlyFans, and she only worked on it for 6 hours. 3 whole hours were responding back in private messages to people that were private messaging her. And this young lady, not to begrudge her, but she made $1 million. She made $1 million in one day. And a huge percentage of that was tips and stuff like that. But a huge percentage of that is monthly subscriptions. So kids are going to be making about $1 million a month. Can you believe that? $1 million a month for a little girl. You know, who, by the way, if you listen to the interview I did with her dad, this poor kid never had a chance in life, man. You know, she was brought up in a totally dysfunctional environment. And, you know, honestly, you know, what is she contributing to the world? Really nothing, you know, but some beauty, you know, and some talent. She is a smart girl, but, you know, still, you know, anything productive, anything, you know, of quality, really no, you know. But she's got $1 million. $1 million. Dropped in her lap in one day. And then looks like about $1 million a month coming up. So I would just say to you, if you're listening to my voice right now, if you're listening to good old Ed Hopperman here, you know, who really put, you know, literally, you know, guys, literally put my life on the line to do this show, you know, and bring information when no one else is bringing you before anybody else is bringing it to you. If you have any kind of sympathy or anything like that for an old guy like me with one arm right now, I got one working arm, okay, because this whole arm thing is spreading to my hand, it's spreading to my shoulder. I got to get this thing fixed. Joke's over. Got to stop fooling around, you know, and just done so much hard work for you. And all I'm asking is, man, is if 10% of the people listening right now live just signed up for $5 a month or $3 a month, we could get so much accomplished here. And if you sign up to our Patreon, the Opperman Report Patreon, $3 a month is not going to kill you. It's 10 cents a day. You get all of our content ad-free. For $5, you get all the stuff from the old member section. And for $10 a month, you get everything, the ad-free stuff, the member section stuff, plus all the new content that I put out each month. $10 a month, that's not going to kill you. It's not going to kill you. It's $10. It's nothing. You know? Coming up after this, we got some great content coming up after this show tonight. One is Jake Klysik, who's a college professor from Chicago. And he's going to be talking about, the education system. And we get into a lot of different areas. What is this? It's Community Schools and the Dangers of Ed Tech Privatization. About how basically these big giant corporations are now data mining kids just to train them to be good worker slaves and good debt slaves, but then also to data mining them to sell them stuff. You know, so that's a good show to keep your eye on there for. It's going to come on later on tonight. After that, I have James DiEugenio, the guy from the website, KennedysandKings.com. I don't know if that's the exact website, but it's close enough for this. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, KennedysandKing.com, yeah. And we're talking to him about the murder, assassination of Fred Hampton, who was a young man, 21 years old, when he was murdered by the local police there, when he was the chairman of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, and was on his way to a nationwide position with the Black Panther Party. This, you go on, you listen to this kid. This kid was a kid. He was 18 years old when he hit the public stage, giving these speeches, these logical, common sense speeches that everybody could identify with and get educated from, and shot down in his prime, you know, before his prime, 21 years old. Anyway, and then we talk about the wiretapping of Martin Luther King, the extortion of Martin Luther King. So two great shows tonight, okay? Had a really interesting day today because I taped two really great shows. You know, not to take anything away from the shows I'm playing tonight, but I did an exclusive interview with, let me pull up his name so I get it right, because this guy deserves a lot of respect. Hey, Buell Wesley Frazier. Okay. Who wrote, you know who Buell Wesley Frazier is? He's the guy who drove Lee Harvey Oswald in the car that morning to the Texas School Book Depository. And he really hasn't done any interviews in all these years. This is like, I think, the only radio interview, the first one he's done. He just published a book. And I got a lot of great exclusive content out of him today, man, that, you know, it's really satisfying, you know, to my life and to my work here, you know, to be able to talk to someone like this, a historical figure, you know, an iconic historical figure. And I got to pick his brain today, and we got along great. It's a great interview, and we're going to have him back for more. We did like 90 minutes. We could have went on. But he had appointments he had to take care of. So we only did 90 minutes with him. So we got that. And we'll probably have him back. So we're going to put this in the member section and the Patreon, the long version. And then we'll do a shorter edited version. We'll put out there on AMFM radio and on maybe on Spreaker.com. We'll see what happens with that. Okay. Then the other one. Get this, who I talked to today. NT Lawyer. From Crazy Days and Crazy Days and Nights .net, the website, and you can find him on the Twitter as NT Lawyer too as well. That was a really fun, enjoyable interview. We talked about a lot of stuff. I think I kind of surprised my. I recognized the guy's voice from somewhere. I never heard his podcast, but I think I might have had a discussion or two with this guy in my work life. We'll have to take another look at that and see. He was recommended. I was recommended to him by Mark Ebner, a good friend of the show. And then I reached out to him today, and he recognized my name, and he agreed to come on. And we got some really good stuff. I also have come up. I reached out to a guest because of his website, Crazy Days and Nights, to Jan Gay, who is the widow of Marvin Gay, who was killed by his father. And there's a lot of rumors and stuff like that on the blind items on the Crazy Days and Nights website about Marvin Gaye and Jan Gaye. He kind of confirmed to me today that they were talking about him. And she wrote a book about the darker side of Marvin Gaye. So we'll be exploring that. And then we got here the roommate of Jodi Arias, the other one, okay, who was the actual roommate who saw her doing all the witchcraft and stuff like that. We have her coming on. And then we have this interesting, funny show about the Florida woman who's trying to save alligators or something like that. I don't know exactly what it is. I was signed up to do these, to go to a film festival down here in Florida. As a matter of fact, I should plug them because otherwise I won't get to go back next year. Let me pull that up. Film festival. FILMFESTIVAL. And let's see. And somehow I went to Google. Bad zooks. There we go, travel here. Search here. Okay, this. Oh, here it is. Or it's in Orlando. Probably, I don't know the name of this thing. I'll plug it next week because it's really not on this email. They're never going to invite me back. Okay. Well, what are you going to do? All right. Another opportunity down the drain. Right? Let's see what we can do here. If I can get through this show. Been another long day. Okay. Yeah, I got NT Lawyer. Yeah, NT Lawyer. Yep, through Mark Ebner. Yeah. And through my own efforts as well. Okay. And, okay. Let's move on. Tonight's show is called Why Can't Breathe? You know? And that's a little play, obviously, on the I Can't Breathe thing. Because we're watching live on TV all day long, you know, repeated over and over and over, this case of this... Is it George Floyd? I always get it confused. And the reason why the whole I Can't Breathe thing is so powerful, and when people saw the video watching this man scream for his breath while he was being choked out by this stubborn cop, and as we watch these videos, it kind of looks to me like this guy, Derek Chauvin, what the issue was with him, he wasn't worried about his safety. This wasn't a hit. This was an assassination. He had his hand in his pocket. And he had his knee on this guy's neck because the crowd was taunting him, saying, "Hey, man, you're killing him. Let him go. He's done." And he was just being stubborn, saying, "Nope, you're not going to tell me what to do. You're not going to tell me how to do my job. I'm going to keep my knee here as long as I want because I'm a cop. I'm Derek Chauvin. I can do whatever I want. Okay, and you can't do nothing." And it is kind of true. You know, there was a bunch of guys there, big tough guys. One guy was an MMA fighter. But, you know, let's face it, you can't do nothing. And if I would have been in that crowd too, maybe in another 10 years I would have jumped in there. Or another 15 years, or maybe 25 years ago, 30 years ago, I would have jumped in there. But right now I got one arm, you know, and I don't want to go to prison. You know, I got things I want to do. And I don't want to get beat up and driven down out of jail and all kind of crap, you know. So I'm not going to jump in there and save this guy's life. I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to jump in there and save this guy's life. Especially when I don't know the facts behind it. But that's what it looks like to me. That this is a case of a stubborn cop saying, "You're not going to tell me to take my knee off his neck. I'm going to do it as long as I want to." And I think he's going to go to prison for it. But I got some questions why. Some why questions about all this. You know, before I get to that, I would like to give you a little bit of advice. I've noticed the people testifying in this trial, who are testifying for the prosecution, are kind of, they're not, up until at least the last couple of days, have not been the best witnesses that they could be. They've been advocates for the prosecution in their witness testimony, and the jury will notice that. And if you're ever called to testify in court, and the average person, most of the time when they're called to testify in court, is either a custody case or a divorce case, okay? It's something very personal and near to dear to you. So you will be very defensive, and you'll be emotionally involved, and be very emotional. And so I want to give you some advice, okay? You don't want to argue or be confrontational with the opposing attorney, okay? You want to keep your answer short. Keep it to yes or no. You don't have to go into all big explanations or anything like that, or get into an argument with the guy back and forth, or try and advocate for your position. Because your own attorney, or in this case the prosecuting attorney, is going to have another shot at this, and he's going to rehabilitate you. So let them do this, okay? And they know what they're doing, because all they need to do is get a couple little certain phrases out of you, get a couple words out of you, okay? Then in closing arguments, they can show how that corresponds and supports the law in the case and the precedents in the case. So don't think you need to sit there and argue and kind of make the case, you know, and think things out and say, "Well, how is this going to affect the case if I answer this way or that way?" Just answer honestly as much, you know, as you have to. Answer honestly, okay? Don't argue because or advocate because your attorney, that the attorney representing your position, is going to have a chance to bring out what you want to say. And he's going to do it a lot better with the right procedure and the right, correctly, you know, how it fits with the law and how it fits with the theory of the case. You don't know what's going on. You don't know the overall theory. No one witness knows the overall theory of the case other than the attorneys arguing the case, maybe the investigators sometimes. So you want to stick to the truth, keep your answers short, okay? In cross-examination, keep your answers super short as you can. And don't argue, don't be combative, don't be an obstacle. Just go along. Okay, that's a tip for you. But I have some questions, why? Okay? And let's start with this. Why did the George Floyd case, first of all, why are they playing these murder snuff films over and over and over and over and over again? It's traumatizing the nation. I can't watch it anymore and listen to these audios and listen to these videos of people pleading for them to stop killing this man. For some reason, they're playing this over and over, and it kind of desensitizes you to it, but also to it creates trauma in the nation. People are only watching it for this show. It's a court case for about an hour or two a day, and they're not watching the whole entire thing. It's traumatizing people. So I got to wonder, who it is that decides to put the show on 24 hours a day, this court case, put it on TV for 24 hours a day, and put this out there and play these videos 24 hours a day, to traumatize people? Because it's clearly, it's causing, you see the trauma it's causing the witness, the firsthand witnesses that were there. My second question is, why this case? As you might know, okay, I have a case in Las Vegas, an I Can't Breathe case, Byron Williams. The same exact case. It happened to prior to George Floyd. And by the way, it's a better case. It's a better case. Byron Williams did not fight with... First of all, he committed no crime. He was riding a bike with no headlight. That was his reason to have contact with the police in Las Vegas. Okay? The cops see him, they chase him through a gas station, he hops off the bike, he jumps off a wall. But by the time he got to the other end of the wall, he was prone on the ground, he had given up. Okay, first of all, he was running for his life, okay? Which might have been a good idea to think about, because this is what happened to George Floyd. Run for your life if you can. Ran for his life. That was his only crime, or no headlight. He got the death penalty for no headlight, Byron Williams, Las Vegas. Now, he's on his, the body cam show this guy, lied out prone. He's not resisting at all. You got some resistance when this guy, George Floyd, was having a panic attack about getting into the car and being handcuffed. He was having a panic attack. Clearly, you know, there's a hyper state there. There's no doubt about that. It's insane to try and arrest somebody for a $20 bill, counterfeit $20 bill. That's crazy. You know, give him a ticket for that. You have to handcuff him. Show up in court and you know, prove this is real or how you got it. It's not a big deal, okay? Now, again, Byron Williams did not resist in any possible way, but still they had their knees on his back, and he's saying, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. They're joking, they're laughing, he's screaming for help, they're laughing at him. It's a better case than this George Floyd. A better case in every way, okay? George Floyd's family is getting $27 million. Byron Williams' family is not going to get a percentage of that, even because Nevada won't give that kind of... First of all, there aren't the protests and the street demonstrations and all that kind of stuff, the media coverage of it. And just Nevada doesn't give those kind of judgments. If it happened in California, you get a good judgment. But Nevada's not going to give a good judgment. These guys, the family's going to get about $3 million probably. Okay? So my question is, who decides that Floyd George is the poster child for this and Byron Williams is not? How does that come about? Who decides that? Who decides to play the Floyd George video on, you know, right that night over and over again, but not play the Byron Williams video? Another thing is the whole I Can't Breathe thing started with Eric Garner. Okay? And there's a fascinating fact to that case that is totally unreported. And I want to know why it's unreported and why it's under... You can't even find it anymore. But prior to Eric Garner being choked out and killed and then lying there in the street, and the supervisors and sergeants and the people of color, minorities, women, stepping over his body while the guy's dying there on the ground for 15 minutes, Because that's the policy. That's procedure. This isn't, we need more training. This isn't bad cops, bad apples. This is the policy of the police department. You got the guy handcuffed. He's on the floor. He's dying. Yeah, just, you know, okay. Let's wait for EMS to come and see what they can do. We don't care. No one cares. But before that incident that day where he was choked out by those cops and killed, there was another incident where he was stopped in the street by some of the same cops who killed him. And they stopped him. They searched him. They pulled his pants down in the middle of the street, and they gave him a cavity search in the middle of the street where they digitally examined his anus. Okay? And you can go to my Patreon, Opperman Report Patreon. I have the entire handwritten civil rights complaint that Eric Garner himself wrote. I've read it to you over the air a few times. And this is, by the way, this is the only place you can find this. Because even Staten Island Live that first reported this, they have taken this down from their website. Okay, so the only places you can find it is me reading it on Spreaker, Eric Garner's civil rights lawsuit before he was murdered by police, or Patreon, the Eric Garner civil rights lawsuit. Okay, that you can find free on my Patreon, Opperman Report Patreon. You can read it. And he talks about how he was humiliated and they took his manhood. Now, there were some defects in his filing, so he never received any justice in that complaint. But the complaint is there, and it shows that the guy was being targeted and abused by police way long before this Lucy cigarette incident where he was choked out and killed in the street. And then the guy who videotaped it wound up getting arrested. So I want to know why. That was a big story. Everybody knows Eric Garner. Okay, but nobody knows the story about the civil rights lawsuit that he filed. This handwritten lawsuit. No one talks about it. And it's heartbreaking when you read it. Another thing about this that people don't know is that Spike Lee has a longer version of the video that day. He has like a 14-minute version that he won't release to the public. So that's another question. Why? I have a lot of questions. Why? What is going on? Who decides which case gets put on TV and gets national headlines and gets a $27 million payoff and which ones don't? Okay, because when there's $27 million involved, a lot of things happen behind the scenes. Okay, now go to Danielle Bregali there about a bad Barbie, okay, and see if she's going to give you some content like that, okay, for $1 million for one day's work, doing nothing, taking some pictures, doing her nails. All right, we'll be right back after these messages with more of the Opperman Report. We're going to be talking about Matt Gaetz and that whole scandal. And by the way, let's take another look here. Who was talking about Matt Gaetz 3 weeks ago? Okay, all right. Who was talking about Matt Gaetz today with the NT lawyer who happens to know Ginger Lucky, the woman who supposedly is Matt Gaetz' fiance? Okay, all right. And he knows she's dating other people, man. She has no involvement with Matt Gaetz. It's all nonsense. And that's all going to come out in the lawsuit, too, and in the criminal case, too. We're going to be, Matt Gaetz is done for. Okay, done for. I'm going to explain to you why. I'm going to tell you things, too, about that case that you're not going to hear on the mainstream media, the mainstream news, because they don't understand these things like I do. Be right back after these messages. And now a word from our sponsors.
Have you ever thought about opening your own mobile cart or kiosk business? Maybe the facility you manage could establish new revenue by adding coffee, food, or retail services. Cart King International can be the answer to your needs. Cart King is a North American designer and manufacturer of the finest mobile coffee, food, and retail carts and kiosks. Cart King has been working with clients and corporations across North America for 20 years, providing innovative designs, custom manufacturing, and timely delivery. Carts and kiosks are fun, and so are the dozens of designs on our website. Please visit us today at www.cart-king.com or just call us at 1-877-986-7771 and get your sales rolling.
PureSoapFlakes.com, 218-568-2525. Have you ever heard of Castile Soap? Pure Soap Flake Company handcrafts fine soap bars, laundry powder, and concentrated soap flakes using organic vegetable oils from their northern Minnesota facility. Bathe your body and wash your clothes with Pure Soap products that are free of fragrance, GMOs, palm oil, sodium lauryl sulfate, and synthetic additives. Keep it clean, folks. Pure Soap Flake Company products are kind to living creatures and sensitive skin, safe for drains and waterways, and work great in high-efficiency washers and top and front-loading machines. They have a little promotion going on. Contact them to order some soap. Mention the Opperman Report. You're going to get a free gift. They're going to send a little extra soap, travel size, soap bars and laundry soap, cleaning soap flakes. I've been using that stuff all day long today. Great stuff. Order today at puresoapflakes.com or give them a call. 218-568-2525. 218-568-2525. Pure Soap Flake Company is a proud member of the Handcrafted Soap and Cosmetic Guild.
Tina Hellmuth is writing an ongoing series of fact fiction books that boldly takes on today's most heinous crimes. Suffer the Little Children, The Wrath of the Father, and Unbreakable. Deeply researched and mixed with the supernatural, good versus evil makes these thrillers hard to put down. Available at Lulu.com in paperback or ebook.
If you find yourself in need of legal representation, it can be a very stressful time in your life. In my career, I have dealt with thousands of lawyers, I've dealt with thousands of law firms, and I can confidently recommend to you Keith M. Davidson at KMDLaw.com. Available 24 hours, 7 days a week, just log into KMDLaw.com. That's KMDLaw.com. Or you can call toll-free 833-4-KMD-LAW. That's 833-4-KMD-LAW. Personal injury, wrongful death, STDs, sexual assault, car accidents, they handle it all efficiently and professionally. It doesn't matter how imposing the opposition may be, because the team at KMDLAW.com are battle-tested and fierce. They will not stop until justice prevails. Go to KMDLAW.com or call toll-free 833-4-KMD-LAW. If you're in for the fight of your life, stop screwing around and contact KMD Law.
It's the Opperman Report. And now, here is investigator Ed Opperman.
Okay, welcome back to the Opperman Report. I'm your host, Private Investigator Ed Opperman. Keep an eye out for my Patreon at the Opperman Report Patreon. Got a lot of great content coming up there. We have exclusively the guy that drove Lee Harvey Oswald to the Texas School Book Depository that morning. First interview he's ever done. Got a lot of great interview out of him. He loved the interview, by the way, too. Got anti-lawyer coming up. We're talking about a lot of stuff. We talk about Matt Gaetz with him, too. We've been talking to you about Matt Gaetz right now. Matt Gaetz tonight had to fire his comms director. His communications director quit tonight. His name was Luke. I forget the last name, but his name was, resigned. Now you wonder, what's going on here? I know a little bit about this. My daughter does comms, okay, for a very big political organization right now that we have to keep, remain silent about because we got so many insane freaking stalkers stalking us these days, But, so I know the value of the comms department in these campaigns and these political offices, very, very important position. In order to keep on top of things, and for someone to leave abruptly is a huge crisis for a campaign or a politician or an organization, an office. Huge. Huge. Especially since this guy's been with him so long. Now, what would cause this guy to leave? Well, one thing is, you have a relationship with the press, and if you don't believe the guy you work for and you're lying to the press, that kind of destroys your credibility for the future, of your the career. Another thing could be is there's a lot of stuff going on here about Matt Gaetz and Joel Greenberg, the tax collector, sharing women with third parties. It could be that this gent here is a third party that's involved in this. He's getting swept up into all this. It's a possibility. And perhaps he's either distancing himself or he's making a deal himself to testify against Mr. Gaetz, okay, which is a definite possibility. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Okay. Let's get into this story, because I've been talking about Matt Gaetz for a while, if you pay attention to the show. I've been talking about, this guy's been on my radar, like I love to say. It starts with this. This character, Joel Greenberg, okay, he gets elected to the Seminole County Tax Collector's Office, okay? Now, for people who don't live in Florida, and I just recently moved to Florida, so this was a shock to me. If you live in New York or California or Nevada, a normal place that's not like Florida, okay, and you want to get a driver's license, and you want to register your car, you don't go to the tax collector's office. You go to the DMV, okay, the Department of Motor Vehicles, and you go there and you wait online all day long. So when I, Nevada was like 4 hours to, to make your appointment. Okay. You'd be there the whole day, man. I'd bring up the box lunch with you. But when I came down here and I need to register my car, I walked in. The office is empty. There's like 10 chairs in there to sit down and wait. And then finally, when I get to the desk, the girl actually tells me, this is going to be a long process registering your car. I was out there in and out in 10 minutes, but she thought that was a long process. So it's a totally different setup down here, it's a kind of a mom and pop, it's almost like a Kinko's or a UPS store, when you walk in there. That's what it's set up here now for the DMV to register your car and collect taxes and, argue about your sale, your property taxes and stuff. So this guy, Joel Greenberg, gets elected to this office, and right away he wants all the employees to carry guns and wear badges, okay? Which, especially if you see these little offices, there's no reason for guns and badges. They just go into the DMV and the work girl behind the counter, or the old man behind the counter, or all those political hacks behind the counters over there, Because you get those jobs by volunteering for campaigns, I don't know if you know that. That's how you get those DMV jobs and jobs at the welfare office back in, big municipalities like New York or Nevada, California. You volunteer for the Democratic Party, and Democrats get in, you get a job. Hey, get in there. Go ahead. Take a job. You don't have to work. Don't worry. You don't have to work. Just sit there. Work as slow as you can. Okay? But this is different down here. And Joel Greenberg gets elected, and he wants his staff to carry guns and wear badges. In fact, you can see him on camera wearing his badge around his neck and carrying his gun. He goes out and hires his entire wedding party. Everyone that was in his wedding gets a job at the tax collector's office there in Seminole County. He gives out $2 million in contracts to friends and associates and cronies. Okay? But what they were also doing was, because this is where you turn in your old driver's license in order to get a new driver's license. And here how they do it in Florida is, there's a bin where you put your, when you give them your old, Ed Opperman walks in there, okay, I'm done with my old license from Nevada. Here's my license. I would like a new license. Thank you, from Florida. They take and they put it in the bin to be shredded, which is like a cardboard box, a shoe box, okay, on top of a shelf. And what these guys were doing is, because Matt Gaetz is seen in there on video, and this guy, Joel Greenberg, is sitting there on a weekend when the place is closed at night, going in there, going through the bend, taking out these IDs and these ID cards, allegedly to make ID cards for underage girls so they can go out and drink with them and do all kind of fun stuff with them. This guy, Joel Greenberg, was found with about 20 of these things on his own name, plus a carry permit under a fake, was doctored to as well. Okay, so Joel Greenberg gets arrested for all this. And it looks like he's about to flip, okay? It looks like he's about to flip on his old buddy Matt Gaetz. And I don't blame him, because it seems like they got the goods on this guy, and he's going down, all right? Now, the New York Times article that comes out, I want you to understand how all this is really, how it's being reported, but what's really going on. By the way, too, back in the old days, back in New York, before 9/11, in Brooklyn, there was a certain DMV you can go to in Brooklyn, right? And you could go in there and say, hey, I lost my driver's license. Okay, I need a new license. So you'd go through, you pay the $20, whatever it is, and they take information. And I'd say, okay, go on. You'd prove who you are, show them other ID, stuff. Then you go online to have your picture taken. And that's the point where you could get off the line and some other guy could get on the line and get another driver's license with your name and your information on it with his face on it. So if the guy had a DUI, had a criminal record, he could drive around, travel around, and be someone else. This is really common back in New York, back in the 80s and 90s. But they cracked down on it in 9/11. But it seems like this kind of thing can still happen here in Florida. It seems to me. Okay, I'll get to the bottom of that. That's not fine, I'll tell you. So the New York Times comes out, and they get tipped off about this FBI investigation, Department of Justice investigation into Matt Gaetz involving sexual activity with a 17-year-old girl. Okay, that's the official reporting. And that's the reporting that's being repeated over and over and over and over again. Because all the news outlets, they don't want to take any chances. And they can say, the New York Times is reporting this. And we're not going to get in trouble because we're telling you what they're reporting. Okay? Now, Ed Opperman's not afraid of getting in trouble. Okay? Because I can look and see what's going on here. So I'm going to tell you what Matt Gaetz is saying himself. Okay? And what the people who are trying to, I would call it extort, and trying to get $25 million out of him. Okay? And there's a connection, too, by the way, to the Opera Report and all this. Because there always is. Okay? And maybe Danielle Bregali doesn't have a connection to every story in the news. But Ed Opperman does. Maybe one day, if she has some connections to these stories, she'll lose her $1 million in one day and wind up a bum like me. Okay. So Matt Gaetz. The story comes out in the New York Times that he's involved with trying to procure this 17-year-old girl and pay her for trips and travel and funds, and she's only 17, and I think that's going to turn out to be true, okay? Matt Gaetz comes back and says, no, 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 this is part of an extortion plot, and let me show you what it is. There's an ex-FBI agent who turned private investigator. His name is Bob Levinson, okay? And he was in Iran for some reason. Nobody knows. And he was in Iran. He wound up getting arrested in Iran. He was held hostage in Iran. Now, I saw this story some years back on, I remember something of the reporter had his family member on. And she was saying, we're not going to let this story go away. This is important. We want to shed light on this story. We need the president to be looking into this and get justice for your family. What's your GoFundMe again, right? And I saw this, and I said, boy, I want to help this family. Let me call them up, and I'll get them on the show. The Levinson family, worried about their sibling there, their son, their brother, their father, over there in prison in Iran. And I contacted them about coming on the show to promote this their cause. They didn't seem very interested, okay, in coming on the show, okay? As a matter of fact, they seemed more interested in raising funds and money and GoFundMes and stuff like that. So this is the impetus of the plot against Matt Gaetz. There's a former Air Force intelligence officer named Bob Kent. Now, he seems to be the guy that's going over there to Iran and has sources in Iran, and he claims he has proof of life, okay, videos that Robert Levinson is still alive. So, and he went to the Gaetz family, and he says, listen, if you get me $25 million and you send it through my attorney's office, okay, my attorney, David McGee, and use their escrow account there and get him $25 million, we can fund this trip. It's called Project Homecoming. And we can fund this trip to Iran. We're going to pay off some guards and the stuff. And the commandos are going to get this stuff. And we're going to rescue Mr. Levinson and bring him back. And we're going to give Matt Gaetz credit for the operation. And we can get him a presidential pardon for any legal issues he may be having. Because we seem to know. Okay, and there's a document. There's a photo of a document that Matt Gaetz put out. Because Matt Gaetz is a genius. Okay. All right. And what this document says that Mr. Kent handed over to Bob Gaetz's, Matt Gaetz's father, that Matt Gaetz is under investigation by the FBI for various public corruption and public integrity issues, and alleges that the FBI is aware of photos depicting Gaetz in a sexual orgy with underage prostitutes. Now, have you heard that anywhere? Okay. Have you heard that on CNN or MSNBC or anybody talk? They're telling about a 17-year-old girl. This, right? These people here, Kent and David McGee and his law firm, they're all aware of an investigation into Gaetz, and they're aware of photos depicting Gaetz in a sexual orgy with underage prostitutes. Now, they think the value of that information and being able to bury that information is worth $25 million. Okay? Now, these would be the guys who know what the value of that information is. Because if they didn't think they had that much, well, let's ask for $5 million, $1 million, $100,000. Let's get something out of this deal. Right? You know, we put a lot of work at this. Let's get something, you know? And Gates' father, who's worth $400 million, would probably give him $100 million. Or give him $100,000 or $1 million to make this all go away. To avoid the press, to avoid the bad publicity. But these guys, they know they got something. They want $25 million. And they're tying it in with the rescue and stuff like that. There's a lot of, in order for them to get the pardon, the rescue would have to work. the Levinson family seems to think this guy's dead, okay? So there's a lot here. It seems like the money wasn't actually for a rescue operation. It was kind of, hey, we can fix this case with a sexual orgy with underage prostitutes. Mr. Gates, you remember that, right? We can fix that for you. Now, how can they fix this? Well, a couple of ways. They're aware of the investigation. It could be they have a connection with the because they know that there's a secret grand jury going on. This is a fact. Even the New York Times reported that. So this law firm, this attorney, this ex-prosecutor, they may have a friend there who knows about that. Or they may know the defense attorneys of Mr. Noel Greenberg. Okay? If we can get $25 million out of Gates, will Greenberg keep quiet? Yeah. Okay? This is how this stuff, all right? You're not going to hear this on about a Barbie, you know, that stuff. You're not going to hear this on any, you're not going to hear this on 90% of the shows you listen to, okay, out there in podcast world. These podcasters, all right, all copying my stuff, okay? I understand how this stuff works, okay? Now, just keep it, think of this. The folks in this operation here, let's call it Operation Keeping Things Quiet. Okay. Operation Keeping Things, Operation Making Problems Go Away. Okay, not Operation Homecoming. I don't think anybody cares about this guy coming home. It's Operation Making Things Disappear. Operation Abracadabra, we could call it. Okay. Oh, your indictment disappeared, Mr. Gates. For $25 million, you can get a lot of stuff done for $25 million. But just stop and think, ladies and gentlemen. If you listen to this show and you're a member of my Patreon, you know the facts about the Hunter Biden laptop and the whole thing with Keith Abloh and how that Hunter Biden lived with Keith Abloh for 3 months. Keith Abloh got his mitts. He's got his hands on Hunter Biden's laptop and some other material that could affect the election of the president of the United States. Because that's who was going after this. This is the people, the motive to get that laptop was to dig up dirt against Biden that Trump would win. And the value of that was only $2 million. Okay? And if you listen really carefully to the stuff I talk about, that $2 million figure was bandied about quite a bit with that bunch. Okay? For pardons and for laptops and for all kind of stuff, you know. But here we have people who know about the secret grand jury, people who know the kind of evidence that the grand jury has, photos depicting Gates in a sexual orgy with underage prostitutes, think the value of their information is worth $25 million. Okay? So, I hope you get what I'm putting across to you here. Okay, let's put it this way. Mr. Gates is in big trouble. Okay, because even the $25 million now is not going to get him out of it. So we'll see what's going on here. If there's a connection between Joel Greenberg's attorneys and these attorneys with the Operation Homecoming, Operation Abracadabra, or even worse, if there's a connection between the prosecuting attorney who now has no choice but to bring this case. There's no way with all the scrutiny on this thing that he cannot bring a case against Matt Gates. Too much scrutiny. So Matt Gates had a chance to keep this all quiet, kind of blew it. That's probably why they did leak this information, because it probably was going to go through. So that's what's going on with that. That's Matt Gates for you, okay? Roger Stone, I don't believe Roger Stone is connected to all this too, right? But I don't believe that Roger Stone would be involved in the... Well, you know what? He could be involved in an orgy with these people. But Roger Stone, it seems, and Paul Manafort, that their thing was their wives sleeping with other men. They would like to other men in their bed with them and their wives. that's what the came out with Roger Stone and his Craigslist ad, and that's what came out when they hacked into Paul Manafort's texts and emails. And his own daughter said that that it's dirty money, and has mom been tested for STDs? Because they were both pawning their wives out to other men. That seems to be the old cuckold Republican Party. They'd love to talk about cucks on the left, but that seems to be what they're into. And also, too, they love to talk about pedophiles on the left, but this, I don't know, the left in the Democratic Party is on the left. But you know what I'm saying. So anyway, productive week, huh? A lot going on out there, right? A lot going on, man. Just imagine, man. You know, I got a chance to spend 90 minutes talking to the guy who drove Lee Harvey Oswald to the Texas School Book Depository. Imagine that. In my wildest dreams of my life, when I first read my first Kennedy assassination article or website or movie or anything like that, just imagine this. I heard things today that's not out there anywhere. Okay, so we're going to put that in the member section first, but then we're going to put it out in the public because it's important. But we need members in the member section. If Danielle Bregoli can get $1 million in one day, couldn't Ed Opperman get $1,000 in one day? You know, I'm not shooting for the moon here, you know. Just enough to get by and not get evicted, you know, maybe get my arm fixed so I have two hands to do things with, you know. And I don't have to, you know, I was making some gumbo tonight, you know. I don't know if you ever made homemade gumbo. But you got to take the flour and the butter and the oil, and you've got to, like, I use margarine, you know, country crock because it's vegan. And you got to stir that for 1 hour. If you stop stirring it and it burns, it's ruined. You got to start over. You got to stir that roux for 1 hour, man. So my arm's ready to fall off. Yeah, I know. They have a picture of Stone and Gates. He's in with that whole bunch. And Greenberg. All right, guys. Coming up next, you're going to have some good stuff. James DiEugenio, who runs the KennedysandKings.com website, talking about the assassination of Fred Hampton, who would have been such a gem in the movement had he not been killed by police. And also to the taping, the wiretapping, the extortion of Martin Luther King. We talk about that too as well. That's coming up next. And we're going to talk about corruption and stuff like that in the education system with Mr. Klysik, Professor Klysik. And I tell you, and then keep your eye out too. We've got a lot of good stuff. Got another Hoffenberg show that's in a can. A bunch of good stuff, man. And I'm taping soon with Jody Arias' roommate. Oh, by the way, too, it came out tonight that one of the things these guys were doing was taking ecstasy. Oh, there's a whole thing. Wayne Mattson, by the way, has a thread on Twitter, if you want to follow him on Twitter tonight, where there's a pattern there, because they have their Cash App and their Google Pays and stuff like that, showing that they were paying all these women $1,000 to meet them in hotels, and sometimes they would take a cash withdrawal from the hotel ATM. So this is a pattern. And part of what these women are saying is that they were given ecstasy, and then not just have sex with these two, Greenberg and Gates, but also with others. Perhaps the comms director, who knows? I don't know, so I can't tell you, you know, but I can only tell you what I'm familiar with these kind of areas of things and my previous work on these type of matters here. And if they think there's a value of $25 million and Gates's father ran down the next day to have this meeting with them, then there is some value to that information. I can guarantee you that. It could disappear still, you know, it could get bought up and taken away, but there is still AJ Benza or AJ Weberman. Well, we got a minute here. Someone in the chat room is talking to me. Benza or Weberman? Anyway, I gotta go. Next show is coming up. And please, 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 if you can support the show by going to the Patreon, that would be really nice. That would be a real, real bonus to me, and keep me here in bread and butter and gumbo.
And now a word from our sponsors.
EmailRevealer.com. People ask me all the time, hey, Ed, are you still a private investigator? I sure am. Go to EmailRevealer.com. We handle adoption investigations, infidelity investigations, where you give us your spouse's email address. We trace it back to online dating websites, catch them cheating online. Email tracing, locate or identify somebody from as little as an anonymous email address. Someone owe you money? Back child support? We can find that deadbeat. Locate his hidden assets. Locate his hidden bank accounts. Find his current place of employment and even assist you in obtaining a judgment and recover that judgment for you. EmailRevealer.com. Digital forensics, computer forensics, cell phone forensics, recover deleted text messages. Create a report that you can use in court. EmailRevealer.com. 800-572-9762. The Opperman Report is brought to you by Aquadam.net. You can give them a call at 707-764-2119. A flooded home is never easy to deal with. You're left with the mess to clean up, the insurance companies to deal with, and not to mention all the memories, the precious memories that are lost in the flood. You can never replace those. And Aquadam can be a tool in your arsenal to protect your home and property from the floodwaters. The cofferdam is filled with water to control water and is reusable as long as it's taken care of. It can protect your home or business from rising floodwaters like a dam, but without the beavers. It can also be used in construction. If you need an area to be dewatered, an aquadam can do the job. An aquadam was used at SeaWorld in Orlando for the Mako roller coaster ride during the coaster's construction by dewatering the work area. An aquadam is now dewatering the work area at San Antonio SeaWorld for their newest roller coaster ride. An aquadam has been used in many construction projects all around the U.S. and all around the world. Now give Aquadam a call, 707-764-2119. You can look them up online at aquadam.net. You can find them on Facebook at Aquadam Inc. You call them up, you email them, you tell them Ed Opperman sent you, and they're going to take 10% off the price. Aquadam.net, 707-764-2119. If you find yourself in need of legal representation, it can be a very stressful time in your life. In my career, I have dealt with thousands of lawyers, I've dealt with thousands of law firms, and I can confidently recommend to you Keith M. Davidson at kmdlaw.com. Available 24 hours, 7 days a week. Just log into kmdlaw.com. That's kmdlaw.com. Or you can call toll-free 833-4-KMD-LAW. That's 833-4-KMD-LAW. Personal injury, wrongful death, STDs, sexual assault, car accidents. They handle it all efficiently and professionally. It doesn't matter how imposing the opposition may be, because the team at kmdlaw.com are battle-tested and fierce. They will not stop until justice prevails. Go to kmdlaw.com or call toll-free 833-4-KMD-LAW. If you're in for the fight of your life, stop screwing around and contact KMD Law. Silk City Hot Sauce. A small batch hot sauce prepared with farm-grown peppers. Rich and vibrant taste, no artificial ingredients, 100% pure goodness. 8 flavors from mild to wild. The sweet and spicy Mango Madness, the green jalapeno sauce called Aztec Attack. The Dragon features fire-roasted peppers and pure Vermont maple syrup. Killer hot sauces for the true hot sauce fanatic. A blend of ghost peppers, habanero peppers, honey, and garlic, and more. You gotta see the bottles, too. Each flavor has original comic book artwork. You gotta see them. Go to SilkCityHotSauce.com. SilkCityHotSauce.com. Enter promo code ED, E-D, to save 15%, and you'll also receive a free bottle of hot sauce. Hey, if you have something you want to promote, like a business or a website, you got a big event coming up, consider advertising on the Opperman Report. We have excellent advertising rates for you. We're on KCAA on 3 different frequencies on AM/FM in California, KSHP, 1400 AM in Nevada, WWPR in Florida, the Tampa Bay area, 1490 AM, and also WWNN, which is on the east coast of Florida, all the way from Miami up to Port Bay, with 175 miles of I-95. The advertising rates are very affordable. Once your ad goes up and we play the show on the podcast and on the YouTube channel, those ads stay up there forever. And then we play repeats every single night of classic Opperman Report shows. And your new ads will be inserted into those repeats that play every single night. So the saturation is incredible, and the rates are very affordable. Contact me at OppermanReport@gmail.com.